This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, dear listener, to the Wi-Fi hotspot in the middle of the dark woods. It's easy to get lost amongst these sinister trees, so Crestfall decided to erect a digital lifeline to help wary wanderers find their way home. Of course, no one is usually able to find the hotspot, so it's sort of a moot point. I thought this would be the perfect place to listen to the sci-fi fiction podcast, Oracle. Oracle is a sci-fi serial anthology podcast set in the not-so-distant future, a brand new story with each season. Season 1 tells the story of an AI matchmaking app named Iris and the people who decide to download the app to make a connection. Season 2, which is releasing through September of this year, is a collection of intertwined stories about loss, loneliness, and love. I got a chance to listen to the first episode and thoroughly enjoyed its focus on engaging characters and the strangeness of trying to connect in a world that feels increasingly disconnected. I also appreciated the grounded sci-fi world building. I feel like we don't see enough of that these days. For more, visit oraclethepodcast.com. That's A-U-R-I-C-L-E, thepodcast.com. You can find and listen to Oracle anywhere you listen to podcasts. So hunker down. Pray you'll be able to find your way home after this. And let's listen to the first episode of Oracle together, shall we?
Oracle. Season 1, Iris. This show contains adult content and strong language.
There is a new way to make a human connection. Welcome to Iris, an anonymous voice chat application that allows users to communicate with another anonymous person for an intimate 2-hour period. Speak freely without the stress of long-term expectations or social niceties standing in the way. It's simple to start. Iris will access the user's social media and choose the ideal match. And for a short time only, the first session is free. Iris is here to connect you. Download Iris today and connect with a person chosen just for you. Welcome to Iris. Thank you for completing setup, Julian. Please wait while Iris finds you the perfect match. While you wait, why not have a snack? Pox Dots are a healthy and affordable snack, proven to satisfy your hunger and allow for more time between fattening, unhealthy meals. Would you like to hear more about Pox Dots?
No. Skip ad.
I'm sorry, Julian. You are currently on the free trial version of Iris and do not have the ability to mute our sponsor's messages.
Iris?
Yes?
How much longer?
Iris is very close to finding you an ideal match to connect with. Iris appreciates your patience. Iris knows you are excited by the possibilities offered through a customized connection with a stranger. Before we get started, let's review Iris's features.
Iris, stop.
All right. Would you like some music while you wait?
Sure.
Music on Iris is provided by Legacy Records. Julian, we have found your ideal match on Iris. You are User A. In this trial version, you must connect immediately with User B and do not have the option to schedule your session for a later time. Would you like to upgrade to the full version to unlock this feature?
No.
Okay, connecting you now. Please note, in this trial version, Iris may pop in to enhance your session or moderate your conversation in order to give you the full experience of a connection on Iris.
Hello? Is anybody there?
Oh shit, sorry. I thought it would work on speaker, but this thing really wants you to hold the damn phone up to your ear.
Oh, hello.
Hi, what's up?
Not much. You?
Not much either. Kind of the reason I'm here, you know?
It's nighttime here. Is it night where you are?
Yeah, it's late, actually. What was that?
Well, I'm outside. I live near the train.
Man, you can go outside? We're on air quality lockdown until we get some wind blowing through this area. Too much stank in the air.
Do you like to go outside?
So-so. I'm a bit of a tech head, actually.
Are you a beta tester for Iris?
No. Why?
I just want to talk to a real person.
Well, are you a beta tester?
No.
Cool. But it'd be neat to be a beta tester. I'm just a hardware tech right now.
I was a botanist.
Sounds mighty more impressive. No idea what it means.
It's nothing.
Iris, what's a botanist?
A botanist is someone who studies plants.
Shit, I just realized I could have asked you what it was.
Interesting.
I'm so used to AIs these days. It seems like they're the only people willing to give you straight answers.
Things.
What?
Well, Iris isn't a people. A person. Iris is just an app, a thing.
Yeah, but, like, don't all people do that? Make objects into people? I bet you talk to your plants.
I do.
So you, like, personify them, like I do program AIs.
They say that talking to plants can help them grow.
And interacting with an AI helps it to grow.
Right.
Am I annoying you?
No.
Hello, users. Iris here. Let's take this opportunity to express ourselves to each other. Please share your most recent triumph and your most recent struggle.
Is this a social app or a job interview?
Well?
Are we really doing that prompt?
My most recent triumph?
Yes, we are.
I don't see the point in fighting against the program.
That's fair. All right, go on.
My most recent triumph has been cultivating a specimen that grows 3 times the pace of its predecessor.
So you made a plant grow faster?
Yes.
Neat.
That's all I'm getting? Neat?
Well, maybe if I had a, like, frame of reference for how fast it is and how fast it was before, I'd be more blown away.
It usually takes 7 to 8 months to grow to harvest.
And now?
2 months.
Now, that, I can tell, is impressive. Good on you. Congratulations.
Thank you. What about you?
Oh, man. Let's see. Great triumph.
It can be anything. I didn't mean to set the bar too high.
No, it's just like work is work and play is play, and it all just kind of goes at a steady pace. I'm trying to think of a high point.
That sounds depressing.
Well, not really. I mean, it's not a low place to be. It just is a place to be, in the middle of good and bad, I guess. Content. I'm content.
My mother always said I was content.
Well, that's parent talk for didn't cry much and weren't too much of a bother.
I remember crying.
She probably meant when you were a real little kid. Parents make assumptions about how their kids are going to be early on.
You think so?
I know so. My ma thought I'd be an artist because I painted this huge mural thing in my bedroom when I was 5. Little did she know I'd be painting the inside of servers with code for my bread and butter.
Did you like painting when you were a kid?
What my ma fails to remember when she tells that story is that she was cleaning out the basement and had all the old paint cans in the living room. Then she left a 5-year-old with minimal supervision near them. What did she think was going to happen?
Maybe that was the high point. Your greatest triumph.
That's depressing. Peaking at 5. Jeez.
Well, is there anything else you can think of?
I saw the stars 5 times one night with this dude.
I'm sorry, you saw the stars. What
is... you know, right? Saw the stars, you know? You never heard that one?
That what?
Well, that...
What?
I'm afraid if I say it, Iris is going to get pissed.
Say what?
Fine. This dude made me climax like 5
Sorry
times.
Sorry to interrupt, users, but explicit content is not allowed in this trial version. Would you like to upgrade to the full version to unlock this feature?
No. Well, thank you.
Spoil sport?
Seriously? Is that the kind of thing you were hoping for?
All right, don't get judgy.
Really, I'm just wondering if that kind of thing is what you were hoping for.
No, I mean, they make apps specifically for that kind of stuff, you know. No reason to sneak attack some stranger on this thing with that kind of stuff.
So, to recap, your greatest triumph was seeing the stars 5 times in one night.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. If I come up with something else or something better, I'll let you know.
Okay.
What about you?
What about me?
How many times have you seen the stars in one night?
You said you weren't here for that
kind of... I'm not asking for details. I'm just curious. Come on. I think my 5 times is a triumph. I'm just wondering how we compare.
Prepare to be disappointed.
Don't tell me you've never, you know, seen the stars.
No, I have, but they were solo missions. All companion flights were overcast skies.
Damn.
Indeed. Damn.
So, I'm sure it's going to lighten the mood if we share our most recent struggles.
Do you have any? I mean, you said you were content, so...
Yeah, but I guess, well, I think being content is a struggle, too.
Do you mean staying content is a struggle?
No, living content is. Not expecting any highs or lows. I think that's my struggle.
If you're not content in being content, are you really actually content?
Well, crap. Okay. Maybe I'm not content. Damn, is this what Iris meant by a perfect match? Someone to call out all my bullshit?
I have a very limited social media presence, so...
I'm the opposite. Maybe that's why Iris matched us.
Maybe.
Okay. Now that you shat on my parade, let's hear it. Your greatest struggle.
That the world is made in such a way that my greatest triumph will, in the end, mean nothing.
Damn, come on.
What? Did you expect my answer to be an uplifting one?
Well, nah, but I didn't expect you to cancel out your triumph with some sad shit.
Sorry.
Wait, what am I missing?
What do you mean?
Why won't your super fast-growing plant mean anything?
Capitalism?
Huh?
Hello, users. Iris here. Let's take this opportunity to play a little game.
Oh, joy.
Iris is going to speak to each of you one at a time and ask you a series of fun questions. Then Iris will ask you to guess what the other user's answers will be.
And we should play this game because...
The user with the most correct answers will be able to unlock one special feature to use for the remainder of your session.
Sold. I love free stuff.
Technically not free. We have to play for it. Do you really want to waste time?
Oh, come on. Let's play.
Okay, fine.
Great. Let's get started. Julian.
I thought we weren't supposed to know each other's names.
The other user has already been put on hold and cannot hear us. Are you ready for the first question?
I guess.
For breakfast, pancakes or waffles?
So it's a this or that thing?
Yes. For breakfast, pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Sounds yum. Would you rather go on a vacation to a cabin in the woods or a tropical island?
Cabin in the woods.
So relaxing. In public, would you rather kiss your partner on the cheek or on the lips?
Cheek.
How romantic. If the world was ending today, would you rather be with family or a friend?
Friend.
How sweet. Okay, now Iris needs you to guess what the other user's answers will be. Here's the first question again.
Pancakes, tropical island, lips, friend.
Great job, Julian.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Your turn, D.
Shoot.
For breakfast, pancakes or waffles?
Huh. Pancakes.
Sounds yum. Would you rather go on a vacation to a cabin in the woods or a tropical island?
Ooh, tropical island.
So relaxing. In public, would you rather kiss your partner on the cheek or on the lips?
Well, cheek.
How romantic. If the world was ending today, would you rather be with family or a friend?
Geez, a friend, I guess.
How sweet. Okay, now Iris needs you to guess what the other user's answers will be. Here's the first question again. For breakfast, pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Would they rather go on vacation to a cabin in the woods or...
Cabin in the woods.
In public, would they rather kiss their partner on the cheek or on the lips?
Cheek.
If the world was ending today, would they rather be with family or a friend?
Friend.
Great job, D. Let's get the gang back together now.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
All right, let's tally up your scores. When asked pancakes or waffles, user A said waffles, and user B said pancakes. And both of you guessed the correct one for the other users, so you both get a point.
I'm not really a computer person, but I feel like this algorithm is kind of predictable.
Could be us, not the algorithm.
When asked if you'd rather go on a vacation to a cabin in the woods or a tropical island, user A said a cabin in the woods, and user B said a tropical island. And both of you guessed the correct one for the other user, so you both get another point.
Predictable.
Did you only play Monopoly when you were a kid? You're coming across like the kid who'd wipe the floor with the other kids at Monopoly.
I was more of a Trivial Pursuit kind of kid. What's that mean?
Well, just means hmm.
When asked if you'd rather kiss your partner on the cheek or on the lips, user A answered cheek.
Gotcha.
And user B answered cheek also.
Really?
What did you think I'd answer, blowjob?
Sorry to interrupt, users, but explicit content is not allowed in this trial version. Would you like to upgrade to the full version to unlock this feature?
Come on. Wait. Let me try something. Job, blow.
Sorry to interrupt, users, but explicit content is not allowed in this trial version.
Smart as AI.
Would you like to upgrade to the...
Stop.
Resuming game. User A was incorrect and user B was correct. So the score is now user A with 2 points and user B with 3 points.
You'd really go for the cheek over the lips.
It's more sexy than the lips if you think about it. Like, have you ever sucked on a guy's...
Stop it already.
Adam's apple. A guy's Adam's apple. Jeez.
I'd rather not spend all our time testing how crude you can be before Iris shuts you down.
Like either of us has much better things to do. I mean, we're on this app.
I don't like having my time wasted.
Jeez. Fine. Iris?
Yes?
Finish the game.
When asked if the world was ending today, would you rather be with family or a friend, you both answered, friend.
Yes!
Huh.
Huh? What's huh?
Huh. Just huh.
User B wins the game.
Baller!
Why didn't you choose family?
Why didn't you?
I don't have family.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, not like that. They're alive, just not existing in my life. Not really. Holidays, birthday cards, neither of us remembers. Mm. The occasional text. I'm not sure when it happened. They just became shadows. For them, it's probably the same.
Mm. So you wouldn't want to spend the little time you have left at the end of the world with them. Got it.
Do you know what friend you'd want to spend the last few minutes with?
Any, I guess. Doesn't really matter. I'm cool with my family, more or less. I just think they'd be downers at the end.
So you want a party-like atmosphere as the world is ending?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how, but I want it to be surprising, unexpected. Something in the extreme one way or the other.
So either unrestrained joy or utterly heartbreaking misery.
Yeah, sounds good.
Me too.
Really?
I don't know yet if I want to go out quietly.
What friend would you want to spend that time with?
Someone. Anyone.
Damn, Iris, this game has taken a turn.
Thank you for playing. Hopefully, this game helped you get closer to each other. User B will now be able to choose one feature to activate for the remainder of the session.
Yeah, I want to activate the...
Feel free to take a few minutes, users, to chat about your answers and decide what feature you'd like to activate.
But I'm ready right now. Damn. Why do I feel like she just hung up on me?
Because she did.
Probably won't come back until the last few minutes of the session, so we only get a taste of the feature.
Well, they are trying to get us to buy the full version of the app.
No fun.
Wait.
What?
Please don't tell me you're going to activate the explicit content.
Okay, hear me
out.
I'm
not having phone sex with...
Sorry to interrupt, users, but explicit content is not allowed in this trial version. Would you like to upgrade to the...
Yeah, we got it, Iris. And you, User A, you seem really sure of who I am after only talking to me for 20 minutes. And
I don't know why I expected anything better.
Anything better from the app or from me?
Either.
Rude.
I just wanted to talk to someone.
Hello. We are talking.
Okay, yes, like... Damn it, I don't know what I wanted exactly. It's too much and not enough.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry. It's okay. I just want to say stuff without the content police chiming in every other
I wanted to talk, not play games or
You
could have
bought the full version of the app, dude.
It's a waste of money since I'm only using it this
the
one time.
The games are a bit annoying, but I might buy it just for shits and giggles.
There's no point.
Our session hasn't been that bad. I think we vibed. A little.
It's not you, it's me. I thought I'd get some perspective up here, and I didn't want to be alone.
Up where?
On the bridge above the train tracks.
Shit.
It's quiet. The air quality quarantine is keeping everyone inside. Even the trains are empty.
Hey. Okay. Whatever it is, it ain't that bad. Come on.
The company I work for owns the patent on my greatest accomplishment. Wheat that grows 3 times faster. Do you know how many people you could feed with wheat that grows that
That's
fast?
That's awesome. What?
And they're burying it. My research, the plants, it's not cost efficient to create a surplus. Capitalism.
Well, just go grow some super wheat on your own.
They took everything.
You did it once. You can do it again.
No. No, I can't.
Iris.
Are you ready to activate a feature for the remainder of your...
Iris, do something. Track their location. Send someone, anyone, do something, please.
I'm sorry, user. Iris was created to be an anonymous source of connection. I cannot track their location.
I'm not asking for me. Aren't you listening?
Yes, she's not as smart as we thought.
You know, it's a real dick move to put someone
sorry
you just
to interrupt,
met through something
users,
like...
But explicit content is not allowed in this trial version. You have exceeded the allowed offenses and will be locked out of the session for 10 minutes.
You fucking kidding
me? Don't worry. The app will automatically reconnect after the lockout.
Wait, hey, don't hang up!
Thank you, D, for purchasing the full version of Iris and gifting the full version to your match, Julian. Now you can both enjoy the full experience Iris has to offer.
Oh, you little shit. Hey, Julian, are you still there?
I'm here, D.
Julian, okay. Listen, I don't know how to fix the whole super weight thing. That sucks balls that those assets did that to you, but don't jump
off a bridge in front of a train.
Yeah. Please don't do that.
Iris, how much time do we have left?
Julian.
That ain't a countdown to lift off, Julian. Don't you fucking dare.
You did say you wanted extremes.
This isn't the end of the world.
It fits the parameter, doesn't it?
Fuck you, Julian.
Alone with a friend at the end.
I ain't your friend!
What?
I said I'm not your friend.
Oh.
Yeah, you're too sad. And you're a prude. I feel uber judged talking to you, and you're condescending to all hell.
Well, you're a walking tech bro joke. I'm pretty sure Iris has more presence in the real world.
How can I help?
Iris, stop.
So, we aren't friends.
Okay.
So just don't.
You know, we've got some time left on the session.
You want to keep?
Yeah, sure.
Fine. Just go somewhere else. Get off the bridge.
Okay.
Good. But nowhere high, okay? Go somewhere ground level. Ground level.
Okay.
Good.
Now, what do we talk about?
Now you tell me more about your super wheat thing.
What do you want to know?
I don't know shit about plants, so tell me everything.
Okay. Grains are annual plants and only grow during their season once a year, producing only one crop per season. Love it.
Oracle was created by Felicia Dominguez. Iris, Episode 1, Companion Crops, was written by Tracy Hoyda. Direction by Felicia Dominguez. Sound design by Troy Cruz. With performances by Shane Ricklin, Robin Feltman, and Catherine Duffy. Theme music by Troy Cruz. Graphic design and marketing by Shira Kresh. Special thanks to Tracy Hoyda, Troy Cruz, and Maddie Wakely. Oracle is made possible through donations from listeners like you. If you'd like to donate, please visit our website, oraclethepodcast.com, and view the donation page to make a one-time donation. If you're a fan of our work, please subscribe, follow, like, or rate us wherever you listen, or follow us on Instagram or Twitter at @oracle_podcast. For questions or pitches, email us at oraclethepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, users.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Jesters of Ravenloft is a new podcast being recorded on Twitch. It's D&D 5e, and we'd love to tell you about it, but we can't. Because seriously, the cast know nothing about what is going to happen. Adam McNamara is mystified. Del Borovic is baffled. Guy Bradford is bewildered. Tyler Hewitt is even more clueless than usual. And me, Ryan LaPlante, the DM, I'm the only person who knows what's going on. We're live on Twitch May 31st at 8:30 p.m. EST. And every Friday, after our Wednesday night shows, we'll be dropping two episodes of Jesters of Ravenloft here. So get ready, subscribe, and soon you will be journeying into Ravenloft alongside our jesters. Oh yeah, don't tell them about the whole Ravenloft thing. They really know nothing.